Let's go live to Ixworth Primary School, and Deals on Wheels is there with some excited youngsters and an excited West Suffolk MP to throw the switch. Good morning, Luke.
Yes, Mark, good morning to you. The children here at Ixworth Primary School are very excited. Good morning to you! Yeah! They've been sitting in here for around 15 minutes and they've been extremely patient. The excitement is almost over. We have this huge green button in front of us, which the MP for West Suffolk, Matthew Hancock, along with two pupils, is going to press very, very shortly. But first of all, let's talk to Pip Whiteside, who's the head of this school. How excited are you, and more importantly, the children, about being involved in this digital switch on?
Oh, we're really excited, aren't we, children?
Yeah! You've been practicing that, haven't you? Let's bring in two of your pupils, Ethan and Freya. Ethan, you've been learning a lot about radio, a lot about media this week. What sort of things have you picked up on this week?
The presenters.
And the presenters are who?
Leslie Dolphin, because we focused on Leslie Dolphin because Dolphin's our class name.
Ah, is it? And also, you're hoping that her dart, where do you hope her dart will land?
On our school soon.
Well, we'll have words. I'm sure she's listening. I'm sure she'll fix it in the coming weeks. And also, Freya, how excited are you about today?
Yes, I'm most excited, particularly when we push the green button to start the new DAB radio service for the whole of Suffolk.
You're very excited. Are you all excited?
Yeah!
Someone who's got his hand on the pulse or the button in front of him is the West Suffolk MP, Matthew Hancock. He's the Minister of State responsible for digital policy at the Department of Culture, Media and Sport. This has been such a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's great to get digital radio turned on in Suffolk. 500,000 people are going to be able to listen to more radio stations in better quality. And, you know, when you're both a minister and a local MP, it's brilliant when you can do things nationally that then benefit the people who I live with and represent here in Suffolk. It's totally brilliant.
Why is it taking 21 years to get local DAB to Suffolk?
Well, you may well ask, but it's about 21 seconds to go. So thankfully, it's a good time to ask that question because we can do something about it very shortly.
And are you hoping that more people will be inspired by DAB, that car manufacturers will make it a must that they have DAB radios in cars now?
Yeah, well, now 90% of new cars have got DAB radios as opposed to the old analogue ones. That's up from less than half just a couple of years ago. Increasingly across homes and businesses right across the country, radios are digital. Digital radios get better quality, you get more choice, and so there's a big opportunity. But obviously, you know, we've got to make sure we get digital available right across the country. And another 500,000 this morning once we press this great big green red button.
And is your it's green. And is your DAB radio tuned into BBC Radio Suffolk?
Of course it is. Although we'll be making the radio, not listening to it this morning.
Wonderful. Right, let's get this countdown underway. Boys and girls, are you ready?
Yeah!
Okay, let's start from 10.
Online, and now on DAB. This is BBC Radio Suffolk.
Hip hip! Hip hip! This is BBC Radio Suffolk on digital radio. Mark, back to you.
Happy Radio!